喺羅產嘅時報嗰度咧，有一篇嘅文章就係講到一個37歲嘅男人，佢係喺海上流失咗60日。
2 months after he disappeared, everyone thought he died.
喺佢失蹤咗兩個月之後咧，大部分嘅人都覺得佢已經死咗啦。
Several memorials were held for him, and his family had even begun to put up photos of him and his boat.
就有啲嘅紀念會為佢而設嘅紀念會咧，已經舉行咗，而佢嘅家人咧，亦都將佢嘅相同埋佢同嘅船一齊影嘅相擠咗出嚟。
He went on a fishing trip by himself in South Carolina, and his boat capsized several times in rough weather.
呢個男人咧，佢係喺南卡羅來納州嗰度咧，去有一個嘅釣魚，出海釣魚。咁佢喺一個天氣唔好嘅時候咧，佢嘅船翻咗幾次嘅。
He only suffered a shoulder injury, and he tried to survive by collecting rainwater and rationing his food.
佢只係一個膊頭嘅一啲嘅輕傷，咁但係佢就繼續係去儲一啲雨水嚟去維生。
He had 4 pancakes and raw fish he caught with a hand net.
咁佢亦都好小心分配佢嘅食物，就係一啲嘅餅同埋佢捉到嘅魚。
During the whole time, he read the Bible repeatedly from cover to cover.
咁但喺呢個嘅時段咧，佢就不斷嘅喺度睇聖經。
He said there were 2 things that kept him going.
咁佢話咧，佢有兩樣嘢係令到佢能夠繼續堅持嘅。
The Bible.And the blanket that shielded him from the elements.
就係本聖經同埋一張嘅被，能夠幫佢阻擋咗好多嘅嘢。
Finally, he was picked up by a cargo ship.
咁最後咧，佢係有一隻嘅運貨嘅船係接載到佢嘅，救到佢嘅。
He wound up losing 50 pounds, and he was dehydrated.
最後咧，呢個男人佢係失去咗50磅，同埋佢係嚴重嘅缺水。
The fact that he survived after a such long ordeal and suffered only a minor injury is a miracle.
咁事實上咧，佢能夠係喺一個咁長嘅漂流當中係能夠仍然生存咧，實在係一個嘅奇蹟。
Everyone thought that there was no way he was still alive.
就冇人相信佢仍然可以生存嘅。
Clearly, God was watching over him and making sure he was okay.
好清楚咧，就知道就係神根本一路係喺度眷顧住佢，令到佢能夠係確保佢係可以嘅。
He even said himself that it was the Bible that kept him going。
佢自己咧都話係因為佢讀聖經，令到佢能夠繼續堅持落去。
Likewise, in this passage, Jesus is also telling us that God will surely take care of us, just as He did for this man.
但喺今日嘅一段嘅經文嗰度咧，一樣嘅，耶穌就話俾我哋聽，佢會係一定會係眷顧我哋，亦就好似佢眷顧嗰個男人一樣。
Just like how God provided for him, He will surely provide for us, and we need not worry.
就好似神點樣嘅去供應嗰個男人嘅需要，神亦都係一樣嘅去供應我哋嘅需要，我哋唔需要憂慮。
Unlike other passages on worry, this one.Devotes the most attention with a total of 13 verses.
同其餘一啲嘅經節係講到關於憂慮嘅唔同嘅咧，就係呢一段嘅經文咧，係用咗13節嘅經文嚟去講到憂慮。
It presents a compelling case against worrying.
佢喺呢度咧就係用咗一啲好令人信服嘅一啲嘅理據嚟去講到點解我哋唔需要憂慮。
The passage is structured and organized with a series of commands.Examples and logic arguments in building its case.
喺呢段經文嗰度咧，佢係有好多嘅命令，有啲嘅例子，亦都有好多好邏輯性嘅論點嚟去叫我哋去建立佢一個嘅理據。
If you want to read about worry in the Bible, this is definitely the one.
如果你係想讀一啲嘅經文係關於憂慮嘅咧，呢一段經文就係一定要必讀嘅。
To set this passage in context, it is a continuation of the parable about the rich fool in verses 13-21.
係一段經文俾一啲嘅信民客你去了解一下，就係咧一段經文就係喺前邊13至21節講到嗰個無知財主嘅延續嚟嘅。
He made the mistake of focusing his whole life on building and accumulating wealth all for himself.
嗰個無知嘅財主咧就犯咗一個嘅錯誤，就係佢用咗佢一生嘅努力咧嚟去建立一啲或者係去儲藏一啲佢嘅財富。
He sought security and trust in himself instead of God。
佢對安全感嗰個嘅追求咧，就係建基於喺佢自己個身上，而唔係喺神嗰度。
Jesus warns us not to make the same mistake and not be foolish like him。
就耶穌咧，就喺度去提醒我哋、警告我哋，就唔好似一個無知財主咁樣，同樣嘅去犯一樣嘅錯誤。
It provides a clear example of how such living will result in tragic consequences and judgment。
佢呢度咧就提供咗有多嘅例子話俾我哋聽咧。如果我哋係咁樣去好似個無知財主咁嘅生活嘅時候咧，最後我哋係會有好多嘅好悲劇嘅後果嘅，同埋有一個嘅審判嘅。
However, it does not stop there and shifts from judgment to instruction and encouragement, which is where today's passage picks up in verse 22.
但經文咧就冇停咗喺嗰度，佢繼續咧就係講到從一個嘅審判嗰度咧，佢轉移到去到一啲嘅指引同埋一啲嘅鼓勵嘅説話，就好似我哋今日嘅依一段嘅經文嘅開始啦。
It focuses on the issue of worrying about things we need in our lives and about having enough。
佢集中咧就係講到一啲關於依個掛慮嘅事啦。就係、是、關於我哋掛慮啲乜咧，喺我哋嘅生活上係咪我哋足唔足夠咧？呢一啲嘅事項。
Starting in verse 22, Jesus tells us specifically those things we should not worry about: food and clothing。
喺廿二節開始咧，耶穌就講到有啲我哋唔需要去憂慮嘅，就係啲咩咧？就係食物同埋衣裳。
Do you see anything unique about them？
你有冇睇到咧？喺呢兩件事上有啲乜嘢嘅獨特咧？
Why does he only mention these two things and not others?
點解耶穌只係講到關於依兩件事，又冇講其餘嘅嘢呢？
Because they are necessities.
因為依啲咧係我哋一啲必需品嚟㗎。
We cannot live without them.
我哋喺生活當中冇可能冇依啲嘢㗎。
If you think about it, they tend to play a greater role in our lives than we realize.
如果我哋去細心去諗下咧，實依啲嘢喺我哋嘅生命當中咧，係佔咗一啲好緊要嘅位置嘅。
When you think about all the things we need, these two tend to be at the top of our list。
如果你諗下我哋日常所需要嘅嘢咧，依兩樣好似就係喺一啲嘅首要嘅位置嗰度嘅。
They occupy most of our time and energy worrying about whether we will have enough。
好多時咧，依兩樣嘢咧都係佔據咗我哋好多嘅心思，我哋嘅精力。就好多時又甚至我哋係擔心我哋夠唔夠咧。
But yet Jesus commands his disciples not to worry。
但喺依度咧，耶穌就命令佢嘅門徒就話唔好去憂慮。
Commentator Philip Ryken writes, "This is one of the clear commands of Christ. Jesus is speaking here in the imperative. In fact, it is a double imperative."
有一個嘅解經家咧，佢就講到就話，依個咧其實係一個好清楚耶穌基督嘅一個嘅命令嚟嘅。耶穌咧喺度係講得係好迫切嘅，而事實上咧佢係雙重嘅迫切啊。
So clearly, worrying is definitely not something we should do。
所以好清楚咧，依度就講到掛慮咧，唔係一啲我哋要應該去做嘅嘢。
It's not a choice we can just fall back on。
唔係一啲嘅選擇，我哋可以依靠嘅。
But yet worrying is so much part of our daily life as a way to cope, manage, in our attitudes, practices, in just making it from day to day.
但事實上咧，好多時喺我哋嘅生活當中咧，而依一個嘅憂慮就成為我哋好緊要嘅一部分。好多時我哋都係用佢嚟去處理一啲嘅事情啊，去面對一啲嘅事情啊。無論喺我哋嘅態度啊，喺我哋嘅行為上，我哋都會有一個嘅憂慮佔喺入邊嘅。
Just think about when was the last time you worried？
你又試下諗下，你上一次幾時係憂慮過咧
？Probably it wasn't that long ago。
可能唔係好耐之前嘅事啊。
So how is it possible not to worry？
咁點可能話叫我哋唔好去憂慮咧
？He begins to present his case in verse 23 and says。For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes.
咁喺度咧，耶穌喺廿三節咧開始就去建立佢嗰個理據啦。佢就話到生命咧實在勝於飲食，身體係勝於衣裳。
He gets a bit philosophical and talks about life.
喺度咧，耶穌好似係比較好哲理性嘅去同我哋講到生命。
He's saying that life is more than the food we put in our stomachs and the clothes we wear on our bodies.
佢喺度好似又講到就話，生命咧係比我哋食落肚嘅食物啦，同埋著上衫嘅衫嘅著上身嘅衫咧係更加緊要。
Such statement is meant to stimulate questions and reflection on what life is really about.
就係一句嘅説話咧，就係主要係嘗試去刺激我哋去思想、去發問、去反省，就係生命真正嘅意思係咩咧？
Is it just about having food to eat and clothes to wear?
係咪只係單單就話有嘢食同埋有衫著咧？
Or just worrying about our next meal?
或者只係喺度擔心，我下一餐又食咩啊
？I think most of the time we think like this。
我相信好多時我哋都係咁樣諗嘅。
What else is there？
仲有啲乜嘢咧
？Here Jesus wants us to look deeper。
但喺呢度咧，耶穌就要我哋去睇深入一啲啦。
He wants us to see that there are things far more important than just food and clothing。
佢想我哋睇見咧，有啲嘢係比食嘢啊，同埋著衫呢一啲嘅事係更加緊要嘅。
He continues to build his case and reveals the answer later in the passage.
佢繼續咧就係建立佢一啲嘅理據啦，就係同埋佢喺一個嘅章文嘅後邊咧，就繼續嘅去講出佢嗰個答案啦。
In verse 24, he gives us an example of the raven.
喺廿四節嘅時候咧，佢就用一個烏鴉嘅比喻個例子嚟去話俾我哋聽。
Here the choice of the raven is not a coincidence.
就喺呢度咧，佢用到烏鴉嚟做一個比喻咧，唔係一個意外嚟噶。
It's chosen because of its unique characteristics.
佢用到呢一個烏鴉做比喻咧，係因為佢有佢嗰個好獨特嘅特性。
First, they don't plant or harvest because they are scavengers.
第一咧，烏鴉係唔種，亦都唔收嘅，佢哋係周圍去揾食嘅。
They take whatever they can get from the produce of the land。
佢見到啲乜，佢就食乜噶啦。
Second, they don't even have a storeroom or barn to store away and secure their food。
第二咧，佢又唔會去有冇一個嘅倉庫，又冇一個嘅庫嚟去收藏佢嘅嗰食物噶喎。
These traits tell us that they don't worry about whether they will have food and whether they will have enough.
就依啲嘅特性咧，就話俾我哋聽，烏鴉根本都唔會去擔憂佢有冇食物嘅，或者夠唔夠食物嘅。
Third, according to the Old Testament law in Leviticus 11:15, they are unclean and detestable creatures which one should not eat.
第三樣咧，就係講到喺按照舊約嘅法例咧，喺利未記十一章第十五節嗰度講到咧，烏鴉咧係一啲係好唔乾淨、唔潔淨嘅，或者係一啲唔喜愛嘅一啲嘅動物嚟嘅，而係人應該唔去食嘅。
Fourth, they are among the lower rank of living creatures and least respected of birds.
第四咧就係講到佢係喺生物當中咧係最低等嘅，而喺雀鳥當中咧係最唔被人欣賞嘅。
These two traits tell us the relative value of the raven compared to us is much lower.
就依兩個嘅特性咧，又話俾我哋聽就係話相比嚟講咧，烏鴉個價值係好低嘅，比起我哋嚟講咧係十分之低嘅。
Even for such a little creature, God still feeds and takes care of them.
但甚至一個咁細微嘅一個嘅生物咧。神都仍然去眷顧佢，仍然去看顧佢。
Jesus is making the argument: if God takes care of them, how much more will He provide and take care of us?
所以喺呢度咧，耶穌就用一個嘅理據啦，佢就話：如果一個咁微小嘅動物，神都去眷顧嘅時候，何況我哋人呢
？Because we who are created in His image are so much more valuable.
因為我哋係。藉住神嗰個形象嚟去做出嚟嘅，我哋係根本係更加寶貴嘅。
His argument reveals how much more God loves and cares for us, even more than we can ever know and understand.
佢呢度嘅論點咧，就係講出一樣嘢，就係話神實在係好愛我哋，佢點樣嘅去眷顧我哋，係多過我哋所知道、所明白嘅。
I'm humbled by God's care at how even the raven can teach us about not having to worry about food.
就我睇到神嗰個嘅眷顧嘅時候，我就只有謙卑，同埋睇見神點樣用一個嘅烏鴉嚟去教導我哋 怎样的不需要去为到食物来去忧虑。
Jesus continues to confront our worrying in verses 25 and 26 through a series of rhetorical questions.
接着呢，在25和26节，耶稣用了很多的问题来继续的去叫我们去思考忧虑。
What's the use of worrying?
你忧虑有什么作用呢？
What good does it do?
有什么好处呢？
Will it add a single hour to your life?
会不会叫我们的寿数多加一刻呢？
Basically, he's saying we cannot live any bit longer, better, or smarter by worrying.
他很简单，很基本上，他这里就讲到，就说我们忧虑不会令到我们的生命是长一点、好一点，或者是更加丰富一点。
It serves no purpose and has no benefit whatsoever.
所以忧虑根本就没有任何的好处。
None.
没的。
His argument here is that if that is the case, then why do it?
所以他这里那个的论点就是说，如果是这样，那我们为什么还继续忧虑呢？
He continues with this line of argument in verse 26 by asking, if worrying cannot even help us with the smallest of things, what's the use of worrying over big things?
他跟住咧喺廿六節嘅時候，繼續將佢呢個嘅論點推落去啦。佢就講到就話：如果喺呢啲咁細嘅事噶，你哋尚且唔能夠做，咁你點解仲要憂慮其餘嘅事呢
？He's trying to help us understand that there's no point and use in worrying。
喺呢度咧，耶穌係幫我哋去明白，就係我哋嘅憂慮根本係冇任何嘅作用嘅。
He's speaking to our intellect, reasoning.And common sense.
耶稣在这里就向我们那个智力，向我们那个的推论，向我们一些的普通常识来 去讲说话。
Behind the logic of the arguments, he also wants us to see how ridiculous and foolish it is to worry.
除了他是尝试是用一个逻辑性来跟我们去讲之外，他也尝试给我们看到，如果我们继续这样忧虑的时候，是多么的可笑呢？是多么的无知呢？
Jesus goes on to address the second worry in verses 27 and 28 about what we will wear.
耶稣跟着在27、28节那里就讲到我们第二种的忧虑，就是我们穿什么衣服呢？
Here he uses the example of the wild flowers to show why we should not worry about our clothing.
在这里耶稣就用了一些野地的花来去讲出为什么我们不需要去忧虑我们穿什么东西。
Again, it is chosen because of its unique characteristics.
再一次都是的，就是他耶稣用一个野地的花来做比喻呢，都是因为他的特性的。
First, they don't work or make clothes for themselves.
第一呢，就是他们不劳苦也不去纺织的。
Second, they are dressed in great splendor and beauty that not even Solomon,with all his wealth and riches, was dressed like them.
第二咧，就係講到呢啲花咧係幾咁嘅華麗啊，甚至所羅門極榮華嘅時候咧，佢所穿戴嘅咧都唔似啲花一朵。
Third, they have a very short lifespan and described as being here today, but burn tomorrow.
第三咧，就係講到呢啲花咧係好短嘅生命嘅啫。佢今日咧係可能係喺度，聽日咧就已經係燒咗噶啦。
The fact that they don't even have to work, but yet God dressed them with such beauty, reveals how wide and deep is God's love and care over all His creation, no matter how small.
就喺呢度咧講到，就係佢呢啲花根本係唔需要任何嘅努力，但係神仍然都係咁樣去裝飾佢哋嘅時候咧。就講出神嗰個愛啊，係幾咁嘅深，幾咁嘅闊，係對任何一個喺世上任何一個好微小嘅生物。
If this is true even for something as small as the wildflowers, most of us never even see, then how much more will He take care of us?
如果神嘅愛係對呢啲咁微小嘅野地嘅花都係咁樣眷顧嘅時候，咁我哋咧，我哋佢會點樣嘅去眷顧我哋呢
？How I think we fail to appreciate and understand the how much more of God's care for us。
有好多時咧，我哋都冇去欣賞或者甚至唔明白啊，神點樣更加多嘅去愛我哋
？Here, like the raven, Jesus makes the same argument of God's great care from the lesser to the greater。
就喺一度咧，就好似烏鴉嗰個比喻一樣，耶穌就用咗同一個嘅論點嚟，就係講到神嘅愛，佢嘅眷顧咧，係從嗰啲微小嘅一路去到嗰啲偉大嘅。
Also, he reveals the core issue of the passage, and that is the lack of faith.
喺度咧，佢亦都顯示咗喺呢段經文好緊要嘅、好基要嘅一個嘅問題，就係話缺乏信心。
And that is what causes us to worry.Without faith, we cannot appreciate, accept, and understand the reality and the depth of God's love and care.
如果我哋冇信咧，我哋系唔会欣赏、唔会接受，甚至唔会明白神嗰个长阔高深嘅爱嗰个嘅真实。
Without faith, we are driven, consumed, and burdened by all our worry.
我哋冇信嘅時候咧，我哋就係被依一個嘅憂慮所推動、所侵蝕，甚至係被佢嚟去令到我哋成為一個嘅負擔。
Without faith, we fall back on our old ways.
冇信心嘅時候，我哋就依靠咗我哋自己舊時嘅生活啦。
We fall back on ourselves.
我哋就依靠咗我哋自己啦。
We fall back on our own understanding.
我哋就依靠咗我哋自己嗰個嘅理解啦。
We fall back on our fears and insecurities.
我哋就依靠咗我哋嗰、那個嗰、那個嘅恐懼同埋我哋嗰個嘅不安全感。
Typically, the way we trust God is that we need to see and know how things will work.
我哋要相信神嘅時候，有時我哋就係需要知道事情點樣去成就、點樣發展咧。
We want to know what God wants me to do and how to get there.
好多時我哋就話想知道神你要我做啲咩啊？我要點樣去到嗰度啊
？We want to know ahead of time how things will turn out.
我哋好想咧喺事先咧已經想知道事情係點樣繼續發展、點樣成就。
If we insist on knowing all these things before stepping out, then why do we even need to trust God?
如果係我哋去踏出一步之前，我哋已經要知道曬依啲咁嘅嘢嘅時候，咁我哋仲需要去相信神咩
？Look at Abraham when God called him.He didn't know anything.
我哋睇下亞伯拉罕啦。當神去呼召佢嘅時候，喺嗰個時刻，佢乜嘢都唔知道。
The only thing he knew was that God wanted him to go.
唯一佢知道嘅咧，就係神要佢出去。
He didn't even know where to go.
佢甚至唔知道佢要去邊度。
He simply trusted and obeyed God.
佢就係好基本嘅去相信同埋順服神。
He left everything, his home and friends, to go to a totally foreign place.
佢係離開咗佢嘅本家本族，去到一個完全陌生嘅地方。
In his commentary, Darrell Bach says, "The spiritual life, as Jesus sees it, is not a life of comfort, but of risk, exposure, weakness, and vulnerability."
有一個嘅神學家，佢喺佢嗰個嘅聖經注釋嗰度咁樣寫話。他說一個屬靈的生命耶穌所看見的不是一個很舒服的生命而是一個是有風險的是揭露的甚至是有軟弱的或者是容易受傷害的一個生命
He wants us to venture out in waters where the course has not been charted out clearly
他叫我們要大膽地走出去就算是在我們這個路線未好好地看清楚之前我們就大膽地走出去
and to rely on him to give us the opportunity to do what we have been created to do.
然後就相信就係話佢係俾我哋一個嘅機會去能夠去完成佢創造我哋去做嘅嘢。
Hebrews 11:1 reminds us that faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
在腓立比書第十一章第一節那裡就講到信就是所望之事的實底是未見之事的確據
When we don't trust God then what we are actually saying is that God our Heavenly Father does not love and care about us
當我們不去相信神的時候我們事實上就在講緊就是說我們的天父根本不愛和不去眷顧我們
To help us understand thisThink about the parents' responsibility to provide for their family.
去幫我哋容易去明白啲咧，我哋就嘗試諗下，即家庭嘅入邊嘅家長咧，佢哋嘅責任咧就係供應家庭嘅需要嘅。
For those of us who are parents, we know how important it is.
作為父母嘅嚟講咧，你知道依一個嘅責任係幾咁嘅大。
Of course, we will do it.
當然咧，你係會負上嘅責任。
We make every effort and priority to make sure we provide for our children。
作為家長嘅咧，佢一定會盡佢嘅所能去供應家庭嘅需要嘅。
But imagine if your children had doubts or didn't trust you。
但如果你嘅細路哥佢係懷疑或者唔係好信你嘅時候
，How would you feel？
你會點樣諗咧
？Probably disappointed, hurt, rejected。
可能你會覺得失望啦，受傷啦，或者係被拒絕啦。
Don't you know I love and care about you?
你唔知道我真係咁愛同埋去眷顧你嘅咩
？Of course I will provide for you.
當然我會供應你嘅需要啦。
Why do you even doubt me?
點解你要去懷疑我咧
？What are you thinking?
你喺度諗咩啊
？To us parents, we cannot understand why they would even worry about this.
作為父母，有時你都好唔明白點解啲你嘅仔女會去懷疑你，唔去相信你咧。
It's silly and unnecessary.
是冇唔需要嘅。
The example of the raven and wildflower are also to show our foolishness in worrying.
就有一個烏鴉同埋野地嘅花嗰個比喻咧，就都係喺度話俾我哋聽，我哋擔憂嗰個嘅無知。
And when we don't trust God, we are doing the same thing and making the same mistake.
當我哋唔去相信神嘅時候，實質上我哋就係做緊同一樣嘅嘢，亦都係犯緊同一樣嘅錯誤。
But with God, it is so much deeper than we can fathom.
但係對神嚟講咧，佢嗰個嘅眷顧係幾咁嘅深啊
！Because of all that He went through to save us，
就係因為佢經歷咗咁多嘢嚟去拯救我哋。
His total sacrifice, commitment, and submission to the point of even willing to lay down His life.To redeem and save us.
耶稣去完全嘅去奉献，完全嘅牺牲，佢嗰个委身同埋佢嗰个嘅顺服，甚至去到能够舍弃佢嘅生命，为嘅就系去拯救、去救赎我哋。
Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends.
人为朋友舍命，人嘅爱心没有比这更大啦。
To doubt him in light of all that he did for us reveals our sin and the extent of our foolishness.
就知道神嗰个付出咁多嘅时候，我哋仍然去怀疑佢嘅时候咧，呢度就系讲到我哋嗰个罪同埋我哋嗰个无知嘅程度。
A nursery rhyme characterizes it in this way.
有一个童谣系咁样讲嘅。
The raven says to the sparrow, "I should really like to know."Why these anxious human beings rush about and worry so?
有一隻嘅烏鴉咧，就對一隻麻雀喺度講啦。佢話：啊，我真係懷疑咧，我真係好想知道咧，點解呢啲咁焦慮嘅人咧，喺度時時喺度忙碌同埋喺度擔憂咧
？The sparrow responds, "Friend, I think that it must be they have no heavenly father such as cares for you and me."
那個麻雀就回應了，他說，朋友啊，我想呢，他們當然是不認識那個照顧我們啊，供應我們那個的天父啊。
Just think about all the time and energy we spent worrying about having enough.
我們試想想想，我們就用了多少時間和精力呢，去在憂慮呢？
Whether it's supporting our family, enough for bills and expenses, enough savings, enough for retirement, and on and on.
無論係憂慮關於我哋供應家庭嗰個需要夠唔夠啊，點樣去可以結帳啊，或者我哋嗰個所有嘅支出夠唔夠啊？有冇足夠嘅儲蓄啊？有冇足夠儲蓄俾我哋去退休啊？依啲咁樣，依啲好多嘅憂慮。
Just think about all the mental and emotional energies we put in。
所以你諗下，你擺出嘅精力有幾多咧
？And still, it keeps us up at nights.And robs us of our joy and peace.
甚至咧，佢令到我哋夜晚都有時瞓唔著，亦都係奪取咗我哋嗰啲嘅喜樂同埋一個平安。
The more we worry, the more we feel burdened and exhausted.
我哋越去擔憂咧，我哋就越係個負擔重，同埋覺得精疲力竭。
Actually, the original meaning of the word worry is drawn in opposite directions, divided into parts.Figuratively, it means to go to pieces because pulled apart in different directions.
就是憂慮這個字呢，在原文來說呢，它的意思就 是說是拉扯在不同的方向來去拉扯的，或者是分割了在不同的部分。它意思也是說到呢，就是說因為它在不同的角度、不同的方向來去拉扯它的時候呢，就變了碎了，變成是很散的一些東西。
This describes what worry does to us and why we feel miserable.
这个呢，也都是告诉我们，为什么我们去担忧的时候，忧虑的时候呢，我们会觉得这么困苦呢？
Why we feel defeated, unfulfilled.
为什么我们会觉得是这么失败，觉得是这么不得满足呢？
Also, our worry has become habitual, part of our lifestyle, that we never really question it.
但有時呢，這個憂慮呢已成為我們一些習慣性的東西，我們有時不會去再去問為什麼會這樣的。
We think and believe that it's the right and normal thing to do.
有時呢，我們會覺得這個是一個我們已經慣常一個適當的方法去想的了。
What else can I do?
我們還可以做什麼呢？
I have to provide and support my family.
因為我要去供應我支持我的家庭的需要嘛。
What is more important?
有什麼更加重要呢？
Well, yes, we do need to plan and take care of our family.
是的，這個是對的，我們是需要真的去計劃和供應我們家庭的需要。
That should be one of our priorities.
這個應該是我們那些首要的要做的事。
But it's not the only one.
但這個不是唯一的一個。
Verse 23 reminds us that our life is more than that.
在23節那裡就講到我們的生命實在是比這些是更多的。
There's a higher priority and purpose, and that is seeking His kingdom.
實在是有一個是更加緊要的一個的需要的東西，就是去尋求神的國。
Matthew 4:4 reminds us that we do not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
在馬太福音第四章四節那裡就講到我們人活著不是單靠食物的，乃是靠神口裡面所出一切的話語。
Real life comes from obedience and commitment to God and living by every word that comes from Him.
就是我們真正的生命呢，就是藉著我們對神那個的信服，同埋去按住佢嘅話語嚟去生活。
In verse 31, Jesus commands us to seek His kingdom.
喺第31節嗰度咧，一度就講到話，我哋係需要尋求神嘅國。
The word kingdom in the original Greek means kingship, sovereignty, rule, especially of God, both in the world and in the hearts of men.
呢、这、一個國度喺原文希臘文嗰度咧，個意思就係講到係君王嘅身份係有主權嘅，佢係完全嘅去統治，無論係喺地上或者係人嘅心嘅。
The way kingdom is used here refers to the rule of Christ in the hearts of believers。
喺經文呢一度講到嘅國度咧，就係講到就係話耶穌基督係喺我哋每一個信嘅人嘅心入邊嗰個嘅管治。
Philip Ryken writes, "The kingdom of God comes through the proclamation of salvation through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ."
是一個嘅神學家，佢喺佢嗰嘅聖經注釋嗰度就話到，就係國神嘅國度咧，係藉住耶穌基督嘅死同埋復活，佢嗰個嘅救贖咧係彰顯俾我哋睇嘅。
By faith in Christ, the grace of God begins to rule in our hearts. And then as we live in loyal subjection to our King, that grace is extended into the lives of others.
藉著我們對基督那個的相信，神那個恩典呢，就開始是管治我們那個心。那跟著呢，我們就是活在我們那個王的之下。而神嗰個嘅恩典咧，就繼續嘅去延伸到去周圍嘅人嘅生命當中。
We live for the work that God is doing to establish His eternal kingdom.
我哋係喺我哋嘅工作咧，就係神係繼續嘅係建立嗰個嘅永遠嘅國度。
This means God should be in control of every area of our lives, whether it's church, work, or home.
而嘅意思咧就係話，神應該係掌管我哋生命嘅每一個部分， 無論是在教會、我們的工作或者我們的家庭。
It means putting God's work first.
意思呢，就是說將神的事工擠在首位。
Putting God's first place in our lives.
在我們的生命當中將神擠在首位。
What role does he play?
他在我們的生命當中扮演一個什麼的角色呢？
Is he on the sidelines?
他是不是只是在旁邊的呢？
Or we just call on him when we need his help.
或者我們只是在需要的時候才去尋求神呢？
One sign that we have gone off course is when our worrying have distracted us from seeking God's kingdom.
就是當我們那個的憂慮呢，令到我們是不能夠去妨礙我們去尋求神的國呢，這個就是一個很大的信號。
When it takes away and affects our relationship with and service and commitments to God.
就是當一個憂慮呢，是令到妨礙了我們跟神的關係，甚至是我們在祂的服侍那方面、委身那方面有影響呢，這個都是一個很大的那個的信號來的。
When it takes away our time with God.
就是當祂拿走我們跟神那個的時間。
When our lives are dominated, driven, and controlled by worrying.
就是當我們那個的生命呢，是被一個的憂慮所控制、所掌控。
Then we must reflect and ask ourselves, where is our faith?
那在這個時刻呢，我們就要去反思，來去問了，我們的信心去了哪裡呢？
Where is God if we don't even trust Him with the little things?
如果我們連一些很細微的事情，我們都不去相信神的時候，神去了哪裡呢？
In verse 30, Jesus reminds us that if we don't stop worrying, then we are no different and doing the same things that pagans do.
在第三十節那裡就是講到，如果我們不再停止去憂慮，其實我們就做著一些外邦人所做的事。
Seeking and running after the same things that the world loves.
就好像世界的人一樣去追尋或者是愛一些世界上的事。
We are basically living just like the pagans, as though God does not exist and have nothing to do with us.
我們就好像呢，就是好像那些外邦人一樣這樣的生活，就好像神是根本不存在，或者是跟我們沒有關係。
When we come to verse 32, there seems to be an abrupt shift and transition with the command to sell our possessions and give to the poor.
但嚟到三十二節嘅時候咧，就好似有一個突然嘅轉變，就係講到話我哋要點樣嘅去將我哋嘅所有去變賣。
For the longest time, I was thinking how this fits in with the passage.
就好長嘅時間咧，我都喺度諗就係依一段嘅經文嚟到依一節嘅時候，點樣去符合其餘嗰個嘅內容呢
？And now you want me to give it all away.
喺依個時候，佢依度講到就話要將我所有嘅去變賣。
How does that work?
怎可能的
呢？ I'm not going to have anything left.
那我就沒有剩下來了。
What am I going to do?
那我怎麼辦？
Knowing our worries and weaknesses, God reassures us throughout this passage of His love and promise to take care of our needs.
就是神呢，祂都知道我們那個擔憂和我們那個弱點的，所以祂在這裡就很肯定地告訴我們，在這個經文那裡講到，就是說祂的愛和祂的應許會是就是去會眷顧我們的需要的。
Because He knows what we need, we do not need to be afraid of giving away what we have.
因為神知道我們的需要，所以就算我們將我們所有的去變賣，我們都不需要擔憂。
He goes further to say in verse 32 that we should not be afraid of missing out because God delights to give us the very kingdom itself.
在三十二節那裡，他就說到我們真的不需要懼怕，因為呢，我們的天父他是樂意的將他的國賜給我們。
He delights to do so.
他是樂意這樣去做。
So we need not worry anymore about having enough.
所以我們就不需要去憂慮我們夠不夠。
We need not worry about what if this happens, what if that happens.
我們所以就不需要憂慮如果這些又發生又怎樣，那樣發生又怎樣。
We need not worry about the unforeseen and unpredictable events that are beyond our control.
所以我們又不需要憂慮一些我們看不見，我們也都預測不到一些我們控制不到的事。
When worry is out of the way, when it is no longer in the picture,When it no longer haunts us,
就當一個憂慮不再在這裡出現，它不再是去令到我們懼怕的時候呢，
Then we will be free and able to trust God.
咁樣咧，喺個時刻，我哋就會好自由嘅，可以嘅去相信神啦。
Then we can focus on seeking His kingdom and living for God instead of living for ourselves.
喺咁嘅時候咧，我哋就可以集中喺追尋神嘅國度嗰度，同埋咧就係為神而活，而唔係為自己而活啦。
Then God can begin to use us to do His work.
咁喺呢個時刻咧，神就可以使用我哋去做佢嘅事工。
To reach out and give to those in need.
就係咧去接觸一啲同埋去施予一啲有需要嘅人。
Here Jesus is commanding and challenging us in giving as much as we can.
喺呢度咧，耶穌係命令，亦都係挑戰我哋，係將我哋所有嘅去施予出去。
He is speaking specifically about giving of our possessions, which includes our wealth and money.
喺呢度咧，佢特別係講到要將我哋嘅擁有嘅嘢去施予，而一個咧就係講到我哋嘅錢財啊。
This is often the most difficult area to surrender.
就好多時咧，呢一方面咧係我哋最難去放低嘅。
I remember one pastor said that if one is willing to give one's money, then he or she is willing to give many other things.
我記得咧有一個牧師曾經咁樣講過，就話如果一個人佢願意將佢嘅錢財去施予出嚟咧，佢就好多嘢佢都可以係俾神噶啦。
Ironically, it is this giving and generosity that will serve as the remedy to our worry.
但係好諷刺嘅咧，一樣嘢就係話，就係依一種咁慷慨嘅施予咧，實質上就係去幫助我哋或者去醫治我哋一個擔憂嘅一個良方嚟嘅。
Because the way God works is that we actually become richer by being generous.
因為咧，神好多時咧就藉住我哋一個嘅慷慨嘅施予咧，佢會令到我哋更加富有嘅。
When we give, God supplies and blesses us with more, so that we can give more.
因為當我哋施予嘅時候咧，神會繼續嘅去供應，亦都會祝福我哋更多，好叫我哋能夠更多嘅去施予。
God's ways is definitely not our way.
神嘅方法一定係唔係我哋個方法啊。
And God blesses us.Blesses those who give of themselves to others.
神係會好祝福嗰啲願意去施予同人哋分享嘅人。
Jesus is calling us to put our money and wealth in those things that will have eternal value.
耶穌咧喺呢度就叫我哋係將我哋嘅錢財咧，就擠喺一啲有永恆價值嘅事上。
Rather than the transient things of this world, which are very uncertain.
而唔係擠喺一個地上一啲好短暫嘅價值嗰度。
Like the rich fool, his life suddenly came to an end.
就好似嗰個無知嘅財主，佢嘅生命突然間失去。
He wound up losing all the wealth, and he worked so hard to accumulate, and he had to give it all away.
最後咧，佢都係將佢好辛苦儲埋嚟嘅財寶咧，都係要俾其餘嘅人。
All our earthly investments are also filled with risk.Whether it's depreciation, loss, theft, liquidation.
就我哋喺地上嘅所有嘅投資咧，都係有好多嘅風險嘅。呢啲係可能係貶值啦，或者係失去咗啦，被人偷啦，或者係被清盤啊。
Nothing is certain.
冇嘢係可以肯定嘅。
But whatever we invest in the kingdom of God is safe forever.
但我哋喺神嘅國度嗰個嘅投資咧，就係安全嘅。
And we'll build an eternal treasure in heaven that will not wear, will not run out, and will never be destroyed.
我哋所建立喺一個嘅天上嘅財寶咧，係永遠都唔會腐毀嘅，亦都唔會耗盡嘅，亦都唔會係有任何嘅損傷嘅。
It is all about investing and giving what God has given to us for His glory and purposes.
一個咧就係講緊我哋依個嘅投資咧，係俾神嘅咧。是為咗係佢個榮耀同埋佢個目的。
After all, everything we have belongs to Him, and we are just stewards of God's gifts.
畢竟咧，就係我哋今日所擁有嘅一切嘅嘢咧，都係屬於神嘅。我哋只係神只係托付依啲嘢俾我哋作為一個嘅管家。
As we strive to be faithful stewards, verse 34 reminds us that we must watch and guard our hearts.
當我哋去嘗試做一個好忠心嘅管家嘅時候咧，喺34節呢度咧就提醒我哋要保守我哋嘅心。
Because where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
因為你嘅財寶喺邊度咧，你嘅心都喺邊度嘅。
This means that whatever we love, that is where we will invest and spend our money.
呢度咧就係講到我哋所愛好嘅嘢咧，就係我哋會去投資或者用錢嘅地方。
Whatever it may be, whether it's clothing, food, entertainment, vacation, home improvement, financial security.
無論呢啲係乜嘢啦，可能係衣服啦、係食物啦、娛樂啦，或者係我哋嘅旅行啦，或者係屋企嗰個嘅改設啦。
Then that is where we put our money.
呢啲咧就係我哋擠我哋嘅錢財嘅地方啦。
Philip Ryken writes, we cannot help but spend our wealth on the things we love the most.
就有一個嘅解釋家咧，佢係釋經家咧，佢就咁樣寫，佢就話係嘅，真係我哋冇辦法唔去將我哋所喜愛嘅我哋嘅錢咧，擠喺我哋喜愛嘅嘢上邊嘅。
When we love ourselves more than we love God, we forfeit the opportunity to give to ministry, evangelism, church planting, missions.And all the other Christian work that advances God's kingdom.
當我哋愛自己多過愛神嘅時候咧，我哋就放棄咗一個嘅機會去施予喺或者係參與喺一個嘅一啲嘅事工上，無論係一個嘅傳道啦，或者係直堂啦，或者一啲嘅宣教啦，或者係其餘一啲嘅基督徒嘅事工上，係去擴展神嘅國度嘅。
But how much more is gain?When we learn to love the things that God loves, and then put our money where our heart is.
但當我哋學習去愛神所愛嘅，然後跟住咧就將我哋嘅錢擠喺我哋所愛嘅嘢上邊咧，最後我哋係得到更多嘅。
I think this is so true. It's so hard to let go of the things we love.To give to the things that God loves.
我覺得依一句説話係好啱嘅，有好多時係真係好難嘅，係放棄放開我哋所愛嘅嘢，然後將嗰啲嘢係交俾神。
We need to pray that God will guard, move, and reign in our hearts so that our giving will advance His kingdom.
所以咧，我哋應該去祈禱，就係話讓神去保守我哋嘅心，去感動我哋，去管治我哋嘅心。好叫我哋所施予嘅係神所愛嘅，亦都係去擴展神嘅國度嘅。
我哋同心祈禱，神啊，我哋感謝你，你係一個豐富嘅神，你想我哋去更加去倚靠你，更加去。